what we kind of noticed visually was that as we kind of walked around and were just looking at the edge of the floodwater, we could see, you know, masses of very small fish, which appeared to us to be young of the year silver carp. And so basically we said, okay, now how are we going to try to collect these little fish in a couple of inches of water? Oftentimes this is water going over a road, it's going over somebody's lawn. So how do you sample in that kind of a habitat? Because that's not typically what we do. Typically we're out in boats on the big river. We basically just got aquarium nets and, you know, very scientifically duct taped them to the ends of PVC poles and just were sweeping up these little larval fish with these ad hoc nets. And we wound up capturing quite a large number of what were then identified as larval silver carp.
What can we learn from that? I mean, I guess in terms of, does it show that, you know, carp, why, I guess, would you find more of them in that shallow floodwater, so to speak?
It sits with a known, you know, their kind of known spawning behavior. Once the temperature in the water gets to 17 degrees Celsius and above, biologically, silver carp are ready to spawn. And they're also serial spawners. So an individual female and male silver carp will be able to spawn multiple times throughout the spring and summer into the fall, depending on the water temperature. So long as the water temperature remains above 17 degrees Celsius, and so long as there is some sort of a rise in water level, the rise in the water level at those temperatures and above triggers their spawning behavior.
We just saw some flooding here on the Illinois River just last month with a lot of rain. And I mean, flooding, it seems like it's becoming more and more frequent here. So how much is this contributing to Asian carp finding new areas to proliferate?
As the flooding has increased, right now, for example, over the last couple of years, it's become clear that they're now spawning up in Wisconsin and Minnesota. They appear to be basically established in those areas, and that's just within the last few years. So pre-flood that we're seeing is definitely allowing them to spread further in our system. That's usually upstream. And to go along with that is, you know, temperature seems to be going up as well. So all of that is unfortunately leading to the spread of these invasive species.
So what exactly can we do, I guess? I mean, I know there's a really big effort to keep these fish out of the Great Lakes and to keep them basically out of any areas where they haven't already become established. So if we learn that flooding, you know, is creating an optimal environment for them, what can be done, I guess?
The larger picture, and the vast majority of my colleagues would agree, is that this is a climate issue. This is increasing rainfall associated with changes in climatic patterns, largely associated with warming. And so that's tough. We've all heard these predictions of climate change, and the things we have to do to reverse that are pretty substantial. In terms of living with this, you know, until such time as that's reversed, it's going to be tough. For this particular issue, it's likely too late. You know, they're up there and they're seeing spawning in Wisconsin and Minnesota. The likelihood that that's going to stop anytime soon is pretty low. They're established in the Illinois River. It's kind of ground zero. They've done better in that river than most other places, because it's a tremendously productive river with a lot of backwater habitat. But in terms of the Great Lakes, we've got to hope that these electric barriers are true barriers and keep them out of the Great Lakes. Probably for the upper Miss, there's not going to be a heck of a lot more else that we can do, but just in general, we have to, you know, we're learning more and more that if you let these things out, they will do well in our rivers. We just have to do everything we can to control the live transport of silver carp and bighead carp, to hopefully eliminate selling these fish in alive in fish markets, just those sort of things, and transport by boaters, you know, intentionally or unintentionally.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.